This week, Washington State Lands Commissioner Peter Goldmark declared a burn ban in eastern Washington. Goldmark's expecting a bad wildfire season here. In fact, fires are already burning. The problem's not unique to Washington. Fires are burning in Alaska as well. And fighting those fires poses some unique challenges for our neighbor to the north. Alaska Public Radio's Alexandra Gutierrez says when fires hit Alaska, officials have to go outside the state for some help.
We are having to bring up firefighters from all over the country right now. And because these fires are happening along a few hundred mile stretch, it's been really difficult to meet all of the needs of responding to the fires. Right now you have about 800 people evacuated from one area where fires are happening. You've had sled dogs evacuated, which is one of the more unusual aspects of these fires. So as far as response is concerned, it's kind of what you would imagine. The more spread out these fires are, the more resources they take. And we don't really have these resources on hand necessarily, so we're having to bring a lot of them up.
Who are the first responders to these fires?
So the first responders are, you know, the Division of Forestry, the local firefighters, and then our state National Guard. They've deployed Black Hawk helicopters to help out in responding to the fires and keep them contained.
The Alaska National Guard has been under the microscope lately. You've been doing some reporting on the scandals they've been involved in. What have these guard been accused of?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting week for the state's National Guard and the sense that, you know, on the one level, they're heroes in terms of responding to these fires, and they are. But they've also come under a lot of scrutiny for the way they respond to sexual assault and harassment, mismanagement of government resources. And this has been going on for over a year. Mm. Last year, a federal inquiry was called to see how bad things were when it came to victims reporting crimes, how they were treated. And the result was a pretty scathing report, and there have been subsequent special investigations, the results of which came out this week, that basically confirmed the federal report saying, you know, the Guard has problems and they need to be fixed. And reforms are underway, and I think that there is sort of increased respect for them right now, but it's been a tough year for them.
Well, it's interesting because you called them heroes just a second ago, but I'm wondering how these ongoing scandals affect the public's willingness to trust these Guard members to protect them from disasters like bad wildfires.
Well, I think that there's a lot of trust for them to be able to respond to disasters, which is a lot of what they do. I think that there's sort of less trust within the force itself, and less trust that they know how to take care of each other, which is, I mean, it's really tragic. You know, you have people who are putting their lives on the line, who when they are hurt themselves, don't necessarily have the best mechanisms for taking care of this. I think that trust is slowly rebuilding within the force, and it's rebuilding for the public as well, but it's going to be a long road. And this isn't something that just our state National Guard is dealing with. This is, you know, a pretty common problem across military forces and across National Guards throughout the country.
It's interesting that you mentioned resources. When I think of the fires in Washington State, I think back to what the State Commissioner of Public Lands, Peter Goldmark, told me. He said he's asking the state legislature for money, more money than he has in the past, to fight and manage the fires that he's expecting in Washington State. You in Alaska are going through this major budget crisis. So how well equipped is the state to fight fires or to add extra money should everything really get bad?
Well, right now we're okay because we still have a rainy day account. And when it comes to issues of public safety, which this absolutely is one, the money will be appropriated. But we only have a couple more years of our reserves, and no one is expecting our treasury to be in any better shape in the next couple of years. So while we're okay right now, I think that in the future, we're probably going to have to rely more on federal help or divert money from other things that we're funding to help make sure that the state literally doesn't go up in flames.
Alexandra Gutierrez is a reporter for Alaska Public Radio.